Hi there, thank you for calling the Hair Relaxer Helpline. This is Lupe speaking on a recorded line.
Hi, how are you?
Good, yourself?
I'm good.
Yeah, hi. Did you already get an attorney to help you file a claim already?
No.
No? Were you or yourself or a loved one diagnosed with a cancer after using a hair relaxer?
Yes.
What were you diagnosed with, if you don't mind me asking?
Ovarian cancer, serious low grade, stage one.
I'm really sorry to hear that. What
Thank
year
you.
were you diagnosed?
September of 2023.
September of 2023. And then what state do you live in?
California.
California. All righty. And then would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the hair relaxer lawsuit?
Yeah.
All righty. And then, this is kind of similar to the attorney question I asked earlier, but a little bit different. Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or most importantly, haven't signed any documents with another law firm?
I haven't.
You haven't? Okay, so you are willing to
No.
affirm. And then,
Yes, I am willing to affirm that.
thank you so much for confirming that. And then, have you used any hair straightening chemical or relaxers within the last 20 years?
Yes.
Alrighty. And then you will be filing this claim for yourself, is that correct?
Correct.
Thank you so much. And then what was the date of your diagnosis when they told you? You said it was September of 2023, correct?
Yes, September 9th, 2023.
Oh, the 9th. So you know the day as well. That's all right. Thank you so
Yes.
much. Alrighty. All right, let me check something right here real quick. Bear with me here. So it's 18 months. Refresh this here real quick. All righty. And then what was the age when you were diagnosed with the cancer?
45.
45. And then do you recall the doctor who diagnosed you with the ovarian cancer?
Yes, Dr. Charlotte Alexander, MD, she's OBGYN.
Charlotte, well, it was Dr. Charlotte. What? Sorry about that.
Alexander, Alexander.
And then that was in the state of California, right?
Correct.
Thank you so much. Looking that up right here. Watsonville, California. I believe I found her. Was she in Watsonville Community Hospital?
No, Stanford Hospital.
Stanford. Let's see. For hospital. All right, let's see. All right, so doctor. So the spelling of the doctor have CHARLOTTE and then last name Alexander, ALEXANDER.
ER, yes.
And that's an MD. All right. And then you said the hospital was called Stanford Hospital, right?
That's where I got the treatment, yeah.
Oh, the treatment. Okay.
Yeah.
Do you know the diagnosing hospital? So let me write this down so I don't forget this. Stanford Hospital was the treating, because I'm gonna ask that a little later in the intake. All right. So do you recall the diagnosing hospital where she diagnosed you, Charlotte Alexander?
It was not too far, or it was in the same area.
In the same
I
area?
have, yeah, I have the paper, have it on my paperwork, but I don't have it in front of me right now.
Alrighty. I can help you find it in Google if you recall the name. Let's see here. 'Cause if it was Dr. Charlotte Alexander, I found, let's see.
And begin with a P. Hold on, I think it was a.
Charlotte. I'm gonna look at the hospital she's at to see if so Charlotte Alexander, OBYG.
It was Watsonville Community. I mean, Watsonville Community Hospital.
Oh, so it
Sorry.
was that hospital, right? All right, got
Yeah.
you. Yeah, I found the address here as well, because when I click on her name, it does show Watson Community Hospital, 65
Yeah.
Allison Street. Makes it so.
Yep.
Thank you so much for that.
Sorry about that.
No, you're fine. Don't apologize. You don't need to apologize. You did great. I just gotta. Oh, there you go. Even the phone number comes down here too. Perfect. All right, so the address I got here is 65 Nelson Street, Watsonville, California 95076. Then the phone number here I have for that place is eight. Let me put that down. 831-728-0222. Let's see. Eight
Okay.
three one 728-0222. Perfect. Going down here. All right, and then. Did you use hair relaxer of any brand more than four times in a single year before being diagnosed with cancer?
Yes.
So that would be a yes. And then, sorry about that. On average, how many times per year did you use hair relaxer prior to being diagnosed?
About 4 to 5 times.
4 to 5. Okay. Would you like me to put down four or five?
Put on 5.
Five? Okay. And then, are you a resident of the United States?
Yes, I am.
Thank you for confirming. And then here it's just asking for your date of birth. Can I get your date of birth?
October 24th, 1978.
Right, so I got 10/24/1978.
Yes.
Thank you so much. And then, were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
No.
That'll be a no. And then this is just a referral question. Did you have any friends, family, or loved ones that also used a hair relaxer may have been affected?
No, not that I know of.
Okay, not applicable. And then what state did you use a hair relaxer? Was that in California?
Yes.
Alrighty. And then here's just asking for the usage years. So when did you start and then when did you stop using the hair relaxer?
I started in 2004 and stopped in 2023.
Okay. In 2023 you stopped. Okay. And then when you first started in 2004, do you recall like an estimation on what month it could have been in 2004 you started?
March.
March? Okay. So you want me to just put the March of 1st of 2004 just to be safe?
Yeah, that'll be good. Yep.
Alrighty. And then for when you stopped in 2023, what month would you want me to put?
September of 2023.
The 1st of that month as well, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you so much. And then how often did you use or apply these products? Was this like a weekly thing, a monthly thing, four times per year?
Maybe like every 6 weeks, every
Every
between every
six
6 weeks
weeks.
and every 2 months. Yeah, between 6 weeks and 2 months, I would get a
Okay. Would you say like monthly then? Kind of like a monthly thing?
relaxer. Probably bi-monthly.
Yeah, okay. No worries. And then here it's asking how, okay, so you started in 2004 and stopped in 2023. That would be
Yes.
what, 19 years? So it's asking here, how many consecutive years have you used hair relaxer products?
19.
19? Okay. And then here it's asking, did you receive hair relaxer treatment in a salon, home, or both?
Salon.
Salon? Okay.
Yeah.
And then it's asking, do you have salon receipts of these visits? If not, it's okay. It's just the question it's asking here on the intake.
I don't, but I can probably pull them up on my credit card if I needed
Oh,
to.
I see. Do you want me to just put unsure for now? Because there is a third
Yeah.
option that says unsure.
Yeah,
Okay.
I'm sure.
Okay. Understand. And then do you currently use any hair relaxer products is the next question.
No, not at all.
No. Okay. And then it's asking, do you have any receipts or empty bottles?
No.
No. Okay. And then which brand name products have you used? So which one's the most like convenient product you used? I have here a name that I can name.
L'Oreal Dark and Lovely.
Oh, Dark and Lovely. I was just about yeah, a lot of that's the most common one a lot of people use. Okay, so Dark and
Okay.
Lovely. And
Yeah.
then I see. And then did your cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first started using the product regularly for at least 1 year?
Yes.
Yes, okay. Alrighty. And the next question here is, what type of treatment did you receive? Like, did you receive any chemo, any pain medication?
Yes. I'm sorry, a chemo, a hysterectomy.
Chemo.
Immune autotherapy.
Okay, I'm so sorry to hear that. You're feeling a little bit better?
Yeah, every day is better.
Thank God, thank God. And then for the chemotherapy, do you remember how many cycles it was?
It was two cycles, yeah, and 2 months.
Okay, no worries. So I put chemotherapy 2 cycles. And then did you take any pain medication?
Yes, I did. Codeine and morphine.
Okay. Thank you so much. All righty. And then for the treatment date, was that like a few days after you got diagnosed? Like after September
yes.
of 2023?
Yes, it was 5 days after.
Oh, 5 days after. Mm-hmm. All righty. All right, so... So you said it was the 9th of September you were diagnosed, right? Let's see here. What day we put here. Yeah, we put the 9th. So if it was 5 days after, would you say like the 14th of the September?
Yeah.
Okay, let me put this down here. 14 of 2023. So I put September 14, 2023 was the treatment date. And then for the treating doctor, was that the same doctor you provided earlier, the Charlotte?
No.
Different doctor? Okay. Let me write down the doctor address and phone number first. I remember you told me that was in Stanford Hospital. Let me see here. Thank you so much. Stanford Hospital. Let me put that down here. Stanford Hospital. California. All righty. Is that in Palo Alto?
In Stanford?
Yeah, Stanford Hospital. Is that it? All righty. So the
address. The address is 300 Pastor Drive.
Oh, 300 Pastor?
P-A-S-T-E-U-R.
Oh, I see it here. Let's see. I see it.
The zip code is 94305.
Oh, I see it here. It's 300 Pastor Drive, Stanford, California.
Yep.
94305. Thank you so much for that. Put the address here. Let's see. And then, do you have the phone number by any chance?
I don't have the phone number.
No, you're fine. I can find that here for you. Let's see here. Okay, that's the map. Let's see if I can find a phone number. Okay. Oh, perfect. I found it here. It's 650-723-4000. Just going to put that here. Alrighty. And then for the treating doctor name, do you by any
Oliver.
Chance?
Oliver. Yeah, it's Oliver, O-L-I-V-E-R, Durango, D-O-R-I-G-O.
Spell the last name again. I'm sorry. It's D.
D as in David, O-R-I-G-O.
Oh, I found him. Okay. I found him. Thank you so much. I'm just going to put it out now. Oliver. All right. So I got that down. All righty. And then just for the recording, can you please confirm your gender?
Female.
Thank you. And then, can you please, can I have the spelling of your first name, please?
D-A-V-I-D-A.
Okay, so I got D-A-V-I-D-A.
Yes.
And then, can I have a middle name? Do you have a middle name?
Colonna, C-O-L-O-N-A.
C as in cat, right?
Yes.
Okay. And then for your last name, can I get the spelling of your last name? Is it Roberts?
Yes, R-O-B-E-R-T-S.
So I got R-O-B-E-R-T-S.
Yes.
All righty. And there's no suffix in your name, right? Like no junior.
No.
Okay. Thank you so much. And then in order for the attorneys to pull medical records, can you please provide me with your social security?
160-607600.
All right, I'm going to repeat this for you. I got 160-607600.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. And then I already have an email here on file. Can you just please confirm it's if it's correct? I got here DAVIDACOLONA at mac.com.
Correct.
Thank you so much. And then your primary phone number I have here is 323-632-1893. Is that correct?
Correct.
Thank you so much. And is this a mobile phone number?
Yes.
All righty. And then when the attorney, so after I submit these documents, you're gonna need to sign these documents. After you sign them, the attorneys are gonna reach out to you in a couple of days to let you know the next steps. What's the best contact preference you prefer for the attorneys to reach out? Phone, text, or email?
Phone
Okay,
or
and then
text, either or anything
e
works.
either or.
Everything,
Okay,
yep,
okay.
everything works.
Okay, and then what's the best time of day for them to contact you? Would it be morning, afternoon?
Morning.
Okay, got you. And then can I have your primary contact address?
4401 Morrow Drive, MORRO, Woodland
Drive.
Hills, W, yeah,
Oh, it's on there.
WO, yeah,
Yeah, I
Woodland
got.
Hills, California.
Is this an apartment or a
A
unit? Is
house.
this? Oh, it's a house. Okay, so there's no a unit number, apartment number. Got you.
No.
Understood. So I'm gonna just repeat this back to you. I got 4401 Morrow Drive, which is MORRO Drive, and then Los Angeles County, California.
Oh, Woodland Hills.
Oh, okay. That is for the city.
Yeah.
I'm not sure why I populated Los Angeles.
It does that sometimes, but
Yes, let me fix that for you.
I guess that could be fine, but sometimes mail gets messed up too,
Okay,
when
I'll fix if you need me to change that, I'll change that here for you. So I got here, yeah, Woodland Hills as a city instead of Los Angeles. I got you. Okay.
yeah.
So Woodland Hills. Okay, I got that fixed on my end. Okay. All righty, Los Angeles County, California, 91364. Okay.
Yeah.
And then do you have a copy of the medical records or
I do.
Oh, you do. Okay. All righty. And then would you able to be providing this to the attorneys mail or electronically or both?
I can provide them in a while. Not exactly right now because I'm
Okay.
traveling for work, but as soon as I get back, I can provide them.
Oh, that's fine. That's something you could speak with the attorneys and let them know that they sh that should be perfectly fine. But
Okay.
what would be the best way for you to provide them, mail, electronically, or both?
Alex, email is fine.
Email's fine.
Either way, both, either way.
Both? Okay, I'll just put down both so the attorneys know. And then
Okay.
we request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. So this is totally optional if you would want to provide an emergency contact.
Yeah, I don't want to right now.
No, no worries, no worries.
Yeah.
I'll put. Alrighty. Everything looks great. Bear with me here. Just looking it through, making sure I didn't miss anything on my end. But everything's looking good. All I needed to fix was the city, which was. Instead of Los Angeles, you wanted Woodland Hills, so I got that fixed. But other than that, everything's looking good. Alrighty, yeah, everything's looking good. Just gonna send over this documents. Would you want this? It's gonna be a link which you click and it takes you to those documents to sign. You want me to send it through text or through email? Or I could do both actually as well.
Beautiful.
Both? Okay, sending these over right now. Just loading. Alrighty, it looks like it went through. If you could just click the link, it'll take you to those documents. I'll mute myself on my end. I'll be sending you a text on my direct number. Just send you the attorney's information, and that'll be in my direct number as well. So if you have any questions or concerns in the future, you can just feel free to call me or text me. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm gonna be doing that. I'm just gonna mute myself on my end, okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
When she lets people in, she lowers her guard. People are even more interested in her. And I really feel like when they meet the right person, it's going to work. Many people have this perception in their head that I will be like, I'm perfect, because then you will admire me, or then you will respect me. But actually, people feel connected to someone when they are as real as they are. So I think that that's my big push for you, is to play in that space. And then, maybe if you like me,
my first kids, I was around.
Well, when we start basketball in the 8th grade, we were just
All right, Devita. It looks like I already received the documents. It looks like it says completed on my end.
Yes.
All right. Well, thank you so much. That was basically it. You did a great job.
Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. Basically, what's going to happen now, it's just going to take a couple of business days for the attorneys to reach out to you. I already texted you the attorney's information on my direct number. So like I said, okay. Feel free to call me or text me if you have any questions in the future, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Have a blessed day, okay? Take care now.
All right, sure.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.